God bless you. What a good audience. And you know what really is refreshing about this? Well, of course, we have a lot of married people. That's what I like about it, because I work casinos and colleges and clubs, but on these ships you get primarily married people. And you can always tell married people, they have that look. I'm happy. It's gonna get better. Not really. Just sort of stays the same, actually. And I can talk about this because I was married, divorced, and remarried the same woman. I wanted my house back. God bless her. My wife and I married when we were very young. We were definitely in love, but I knew we were going to be divorced the third day of our marriage. Third day of our marriage, I knew we were going to be divorced. I came down to breakfast. She's getting something out of the toaster with a fork. Now most people know you don't do that. Maybe she didn't know, or maybe she hadn't been told. To some people, every day is a brand new day. Because I love her, I said, honey, don't do that. And she said, shut up, don't tell me what to do. And I thought, light up. Sparkle like the 4th of July. But I didn't say that. I didn't say that, because I know if I said that, there would be big trouble. Because my father told me before I got married, I went to my father. Because I loved my father and trusted him. He was a wise man. And I went to him and I said, Dada, what advice can you give me about marriage? And it looked like somebody had struck him in the stomach with a baseball bat or something. It took a few minutes to recover, and he said, keep your mouth shut. Never say anything. If she asks a question, don't answer. Just grunt. Don't acknowledge or comment on anything. Just keep your mouth shut and your bowels open. You'll be a happy man. And that's what I essentially did. And I'm not going to go into what led to our divorce. But since we've been remarried, my wife is into the relationship thing. How do you make the relationship work? The relationship. And so we read the books, we go to the seminars, we get all that stuff. And she just loves it. And I sort of started noticing something. And I'd like to share this with you. This is worth the show alone. And you don't have to pay any money. And it's just information about men and women. For example, did you know that women outlive men by 10 years? That's a medical fact. Now, medical science doesn't know why, but any man that's been married over 3 years, you know why. You quickly realize, I'm not going to make it through this. Women verbalize 7,000 times a day to a man's 4,000 times a day. Women's chief complaint about men, he doesn't listen to me. Ladies, we listen, but we can't absorb. We can't absorb that much. Every man here knows the horrible fear of her talking and then suddenly you coming out of your trance. Looking at her going, oh my God, what is she talking about? Realizing if she catches you, there's big trouble. So you just try to latch on to whatever it is. Because you know you're in trouble. But women do it. 30 years of that, you die. You can't take it anymore. Men have hair in their ears. That isn't hair. It's a BS filter. And the older a man gets, the more that hair grows. Think your grandpa, he's got a bush coming right out of that. Got a bush coming right out of that ear. He didn't have that, he'd be a dead man. And that's what I love about the seminars, because I never say anything. I never volunteer information. I wouldn't tell him a story where I realized something about my life, my personal growth, my emotional acknowledgement, my now realization, which I just had last week, as a matter of fact, when I was having a cold beer, watching ESPN, enjoying myself, when I heard my wife's car pull up, and I automatically turned off the TV. It's all over now. Finished the cold beer. As I knew it would happen, my wife came in excited. She's always up. She's always excited, happy. Today she was happy because she had purchased a cement duck. Honey, I got a cement duck at Home Depot. And she was so excited. I've been planning this for some time, of course. And she started talking about the cement duck, asking me, should we put it in the front yard or in the back? Well, I'll have to see the duck first before I can make an intelligent observation. And then she said, you know, some people knit hats for the duck, little knit hats. And I've been thinking of either a blue hat or a red hat. And what do you think? And that's when, you know, I'm 52. And I realize my life is effectively over. When you're sitting around thinking about what color should you have for a knitted cement duck's hat, your life is finished. It's done. Then she asked me to carry the duck in. That the kid from Home Depot did it. It couldn't be that tough. Kid was 18. If he can do it, I could do it. And I'm getting a hernia carrying this cement duck. And I said, you said the kid was 18. What kind of shape was he in? Oh, he had a little cart-like thing that he did. How you doing tonight, friend? How long married?
8 years.
8 years. Is there anything I said here tonight that's true? I like the way you just shook your head. Boy, you should see the way she just looked at you right now. How about right center here, sir? How long married?
55 years.
55. 55 years.
Long time.
Long time. Is there anything I said here tonight that's true, sir?
All of it.
All of it. Look, and she just smacked him. That's great. What about the young man here at the end clutching her hand so tightly, sir? Married?
Yes, sir.
How many years?
8 years.
8 years, that's a good nice figure. You've made it over the 5 year period there. Should be all right. Is there anything I said here tonight that's true?
Yes.
Yes, that was a very terse yes. And you looked down as you said it, but you felt a release, did you not, sir? Wasn't there a release where you felt good just to say it, to get it out of your system? Look at this man, he's newborn right here. This man made a decision a long time ago. Here, let me explain to you quickly what the situation is in a marriage. A lot of divorces are based on sexual problems because a man reaches a sexual peak at 18 and a woman reaches a sexual peak at 40. That's all the problems right there. It's God's cosmic joke, actually. Because when a guy's 18, you know, he's in heat all the time, selects one woman, decides she's the one, hounds her. She finally goes, let's get married, and 20 years later, she's ready. But it's 20 years later, you know, and then she's ready, perking, boiling, ready. It's 11 o'clock at night, she's showered, smelling beautiful, the Victoria's Secret on, the hair is done, the nails. Darling, are you coming to bed? But it's 20 years later, he's in a recliner with a pot gut and a beer. Job going nowhere, the kids are brats, and now I gotta make love to you. Well, she's not putting up with that, fella. She's taking you to a marriage counselor. Men, that's when you lie, lie, lie. And let me tell you why. If you tell the truth, you'll never hear the end of it. She tells her friends, your friends, everybody finds out. Just lie, and I'm going to save you all the time and worry tonight, worth the price of admission alone. Because my wife took me to a marriage counselor. There I am with this guy, I don't know, that listens to women for a living. What's he say to me? Why aren't you performing? Like I'm some type of circus animal. I looked at my wife and I said, do you mean why am I not making love? And she smiled because women love love. And then I lied. No, let me tell you why I wasn't performing. My wife loves having her beautiful skin. She's got gorgeous skin. She eats lots of vegetables, you know. But at night she rubs cold cream on for this gorgeous skin. And she really smears it on, and twice I slipped off and cracked my head on the end table. I take Viagra just so I wouldn't roll out of the bed. And that's the answer right there. That's the answer, Viagra, right there. So if you're having problems, just get, what color is that pill? Looks like we got a few takers here, don't we? That blue pill and everything's okay. So there's no problem. I mean, and you know, we meet people on the ships that, like, you're 55. I met a couple on the last ship, 62 years. And I asked the gentleman, did you ever think of divorce? And he pondered for a second and said, divorce? I never thought of divorce. Murder a couple times.